This NASCAR Dover 2024 weekend betting recap edition of the NASCAR Gambling Podcast here on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is brought to you by Underdog Fantasy. Play their fantasy pick'em for a chance to win 100x in NBA, MLB, MMA, NHL, golf, NASCAR, F1, and more. Sign up today using UnderdogFantasy.com using promo code RACESGPN to get a 100% deposit match.
Drivers, start
in and pull those belts up tight as the Sports Gambling Podcast Network presents the NASCAR Gambling Podcast.
I'll wreck my mom to win a championship. I'll wreck your mom to win a championship.
With all the news and the best bets for your NASCAR weekend.
It refrains me from not beating the out of you right now because you ask me stupid questions, but since I'm on probation, I suppose that that's improper to say as well. If you could talk about racing things, we could talk about racing things.
Now, here are your hosts, Rod Villagomez and Cody Zeeb.
Welcome in to another episode of the NASCAR Gambling Podcast here on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. He's Cody Zeeb. I'm Rod Villagomez, and before this episode gets going, I want you to pause this episode. I'll wait, because I want you to grab your favorite beverage and play a little drinking game with me. Anytime you hear me sniffle, sneeze, or trip because I can't get a word out, then you take a shot or a drink. I'm telling you right now, I am an indoor cat nowadays. My allergies just keep me from going outside and enjoying the outside because I spent 10 minutes outside today. And my allergies are killing me for the rest of the day. So I apologize to everybody who sniffling offends or thinks it's unprofessional because at this point, I can't control it.
Oh, we're getting drunk tonight, are we, Rod?
Oh, you know what? Yes, we are. Got my favorite beverage in hand, trying to drown my sorrows. But Cody, we are here today to recap a fantastic weekend of racing at Dover. Buddy, I was entertained. I mean, I know that some of those portions of the races were a little bit, you know, the monster was rocking us to sleep.
I mean, but you know, really, like both races were the Xfinity race. My God. I mean, we talk about it so much. It's the best racing every weekend, and it was yet again this weekend. But the Cup race was not boring by any means. I mean, we had to, you know, we'll talk about it in a few minutes, over 7.5 different leaders, right? You had guys like Corey LaJoy and Daniel Hemric, and shit, it worked out for Daniel Hemric. He stayed out and ended up with having a great day. Who saw that coming, right?
So much so that you're saying his name.
So much so that I even spoke his name, which is uncharacteristic of me, Rod. But I did want to start out the show by just saying thoughts to everyone in the Midwest that's been affected by the tornadoes. It's been a crazy couple of days here. We had, I think, 4 tornadoes touch down within 5 miles of my house. There's a picture from my neighborhood. Someone else took it, but it's clearly from my neighborhood. You could see one of the tornadoes. Mass devastation here. So, so a lot of people lost a lot of things. So, and then I know Iowa, Oklahoma, I believe today was hit pretty hard. So, that time of year, unfortunately, and being in Tornado Alley, we know the risks, but, thanks to everyone who reached out. And again, thoughts with everyone that's been affected by this and, you know, best wishes to you and your families.
Absolutely. That's some scary stuff. I was involved in one tornado when I was in Tennessee, and me being from California, I was like, oh, what? Because the only dealings I had with tornadoes was watching Twister, so I thought I could go run out and watch cows like circle around. That's what I thought was going to happen, but instead it was like literally damage. I was like, I should probably not be anywhere near this right now.
So. Yeah, I haven't grown up here. I mean, I'm fairly used to it, unfortunately, but yeah, it's every time it hits, obviously, it's never, you know, and predictable, but unpredictable, right? You know that it's weather capable of producing it, but when they'll come, where they'll come is unknown. So, again, just thoughts out to everyone. So that being said, Rod, we had a pretty good weekend betting here at Dover. It was a lot of fun. Nice to turn on the races, obviously, get your mind away from that type of stuff. And it was a good weekend.
it was a good weekend, and you know what's going to continue to make it a good weekend? Playoffs! That's right. Make sure to tune in all week to the NBA and NHL Gambling Podcast episodes to get you locked in for exciting playoff action. Go, Avs, go! Plus, it's Derby Week on the Sports Gambling Podcast. Tune in as the guys get ready for the most exciting 2 minutes in sports. All right, let's check in with the chat real quick. Steve Williams bringing up the fact that, yes, we were a couple minutes late to the live stream. It must be Army time. Listen, you're lucky we're not on Air Force time. We'd have been here whenever the hell we really wanted to be. So love you, Steven.
We'd have been comfortable doing it, though, Rod.
Well, Marine Corps time, we'd have been a half hour early, and people would have been like, where's the show? Why is it over already?
Yeah, I think we had one of those shows earlier this week where it was scheduled a little later, and we jumped on pretty early. So that was our Marine day for you,
Steve. There you go. JDK. Denny has great pit road etiquette. We'll talk about that in a second. Andrew saying, what a day, boys. I know. And then also reciprocating what we all think. Glad you're safe. Cody. Nick saying, good evening, gentlemen. Crazy weather in Iowa and Nebraska. Happy to hear that you are okay. Cody, we are too.
Yes. Yes, I'm glad too.
So, all right. Well, it was Dover. It was the Monster Mile. And we actually had I keep saying fantastic. I got to find another word, man. Again, maybe you should drink when I say fantastic. That would get you drunk a lot faster than me sniffling. But it was a great day. I mean, overall, betting card wise, stuff hit, stuff missed. But I don't think, especially in the Xfinity race, we'll just talk about after the break. At one point, we were cashing just about everything on that card. So we'll
get to the Xfinity race, Rod. The last 33 laps, I've got a little breakdown of what happened in the last 33 laps. Every single bet we had placed, I believe, at one point or another in those 33 laps was cashing.
It
was,
if not all at once, too.
Yeah, that was the sweat of all sweats. So that's going to be a fun one to talk about when we get into it. But obviously, we'll start with the cup race that just happened here.
As we always do, yes, it was the Worth 400, which, by the way, I pronounced it correctly. Thank you very much. Worth, I figured I had to be at least 75-25 right on that one. So happy I was there. So it was the Worth 400, yes. And it was, we didn't go into overtime. It was 400 laps as scheduled. And Denny Hamlin decides he wants to win another race this season and beat your favorite drivers all over again.
Yes, 54th career win. 55th in their book. Of course, they're counting the Pocono win that was taken away from them, I believe is what that was about. But yeah, 54 career wins for Denny Hamlin. That's what his third this season, I believe as well. Yep. So he's having a pretty good season, locked into the playoffs, Rod, actually, technically. So yeah, man, gets it done again. And I guess we'll just start right there. I accidentally gave out Hamlin to win the pole. I meant to give him out to win the race, Rod. So that was my fault, apparently. But I had Denny Hamlin to win the pole 7-1, and then I had Denny Hamlin to beat Kyle Busch -145 in qualifying. Rod, Kyle Busch just squeaks in. I mean, it was this close. Like, he shouldn't have even made it to the final round. You were going to cash the bet. He wasn't even going to be there. And then he sits it on the fucking pole. I was so pissed off. Oh, my goodness. Just this was very frustrating. Denny obviously doesn't get the pole, and Kyle does. So -145. You only pay the juice if you lose. One of the rare cases where we did pay the juice, Rod, unfortunately. And then I just turned around and bet every single penny I ever own on Kyle Busch to win the race, because you can't pass in these cars. So if you start first, you're going to finish first, right? So congratulations to Kyle Busch on the win. Mm. Oh, wait a minute. Mm. I guess you can pass in these cars. Weird. Maybe it's a him problem more than a car problem. Who knows? But anyways, so unfortunately, this was a rough way to start the card off. Start the weekend off, but luckily we made up for it elsewhere.
Hey, and listen, for Kyle Busch, because this will be the last time I talk about him all day long, it wasn't so much that people passed him, it's the fact that he just dropped like a rock. Like, Kyle Busch was not good after the first couple of laps. So
I mean, shout out to him for finishing. What did he end up in? Fourth place. I mean, that's a great run for them, and especially with how things have been going. So props to him. But I like to poke fun because it's fun to do. So,
are you kidding? Are you really a NASCAR fan if you don't poke fun at Kyle Busch every once in a while? I mean, I'm just saying. All right. So my first bet was Josh Berry was going to be a top 10 car. This was, I mean, look, Josh Berry started 12th, and there was a little merit to this, but for the most part of the race, Josh Berry was hanging out around the 20th place. There was nowhere near a top 10. He ends up finishing 14th, which, you know, again, when that pit cycle, that last pit cycle happened, and he got there to about 13th and 12th back where he started, I thought there's a little bit of hope. But I'm telling you right now, those top 10 cars that were running around in the top 10 for most of the day, they were just so much faster than anything Josh Berry had for the field. So, and SHR as a whole, I mean, Ryan Preece, like, friggin' battling smoke all day long, had to just retire the car because they were like, we don't even know what's wrong.
Ford thing again? I mean, is that something Fords need to be concerned about? Because Blaney had a similar issue, which obviously is another Ford, but not even the same team. Mm-mm. It'll be interesting to... they got to throwback week a little early, Rod. It's, we're not at Darlington yet, but going back to the Winston days, smoking in the cockpit there. but, yeah. I tried to warn you against betting on Josh Berry.
I know.
You didn't listen to
it was,
me.
It was close, though.
And, you know, here we are.
If it weren't for Priest trying to roast weenies in his cockpit, then maybe we wouldn't necessarily be here right now. So, whatever.
Who knows?
Anyways, yeah, Josh Berry finishes 14th. I still don't think that was a bad bet, considering the fact that he could. I mean, he started just outside of the top 10, so whatever, we're good. I'll do it again if I have to, but maybe I won't do it.
I don't know. Barry just not somebody who interests me at the current time. Rod got the raw end of the deal on both of these bets. Caesar's finishing positions, again, in that backdoor speakeasy area. Byron under 7.5, minus 115. Easy. This was going to hit all day. Then they dropped the car with no tire. Ugh, that was rough. Put him back farther in the field. He gets caught up in a wreck and end of his day. DFS was looking so good for me, Rod. I was cashing fairly. I had played Martin Truex Jr., who led quite a few laps. I played William Byron, who led quite a few laps. And I played Denny Hamlin, who led quite a few laps and obviously won the race. And I had Ricky Stenhouse Jr. in there. And Stenhouse was doing really well. And then Stenhouse goes out. Byron gets caught up in the wreck. I still actually ended up cashing a little bit, but not as big as it was at one point, which was a little unfortunate. But yeah, I think this is a great bet. William Byron better than 7.5 any week is probably a good bet. So I would take this again. And another bad luck one, Rod. Brad Keselowski, 13.5. This one, man, you know, he starts the race not in a good spot. He ended up starting 24th. But, you know, heard Denny Hamlin talk about it, and I shared it in the Discord, his clip with Bob Pockris of saying, it's going to be a lot different. Like, don't even look at qualifying. It's not going to matter. And he was fairly well right? I mean, he starts in 6th. Larson is 21st. Truex is 15th. And those are the guys who finished 1, 2, 3. Elliott started 29th and finished 5th. So, again, it was a lot of moving throughout the day. But Keselowski was coming through the field, right? He looked really good. And then you get the tire. What was it? The tire goes down. But it was at the end of the stage. So the caution comes out. Didn't really hurt too bad, right? So we're okay. He's coming back through the field again. Then he just hits the wall. I don't even really know what happened there. But gets into the wall. That kind of ruins his day. He goes multiple laps down, pitting under green. So lost that at that point, which was too bad. His top 10 number was really good after, you know, the poor qualifying effort too. So I'd gotten a little invested on that. So, again, unfortunate. But that's how it goes sometimes. So raw end of the deal with these ones.
Yeah, and Park, I mean, basically Brad's back end of his car just kind of squirreled out underneath. I forgot who he was underneath, but he just lost it. He just lost it and tagged the wall, and that was it after that. So, yeah, that was rough. I mean, both of these guys had this. It was so frustrating to watch it go away. Barry was close like
Larson. Barry was close like Larson on a super speedway, Steven says.
There's a dig in there somewhere, and I'm too squirrely right now to even know what that is. So, Don't
hang out with the squirrels, Rod.
Don't hang out with the squirrels because you'll get the nuts for sure. All right, let's get into my next bet. But before we do, I would like to take this opportunity to tell you about Underdog Fantasy. We did fairly well in our underdog picks this last week as well in Dover. A lot of great picks by us. And so, listen, if you enjoy winning money, which I hope you do, you can go to Underdog Fantasy and join us in our quest to get you there. I know that we hit Cole Custer, I think, in the Xfinity race. I know we hit Dinger, and we hit Love, and we just hit a bunch. I'm telling you right now. And we're going to continue to hit a bunch, and we're going to continue to give you our favorite Underdog Fantasy plays all season long. Plus, the NBA playoffs are here. And our sponsor, Underdog Fantasy, wants to make it a lot more interesting because Underdog is the easiest place to play fantasy sports. You can play their pick'em game. It's as simple as selecting higher or lower on a player's stats like points, rebounds, assists, or more. And of course, in racing, it's better than or worse than the projected finishing position of the drivers. You can make entries of all basketball if you want, or mix and match with your other favorite sports like baseball, hockey, racing. You can win up to 100 times your money. Literally is a ton of fun. Underdog's also available in 30 states, including California, Texas, and even Canada, up the cross of the border, northwise. So make sure you get in there, new customers. If you're brand new, you get a pick'em special in the lobby when you sign up. Underdog's also going to be running a ton of different promos, bonus cash airdrops, special giveaways, and thousands throughout the the NBA playoffs. So make sure to follow at Underdog Picks on Twitter to keep an eye out. Underdog's available in 30 states, including California, Texas, and Canada. Plus, they just launched Champions, their player versus player format in Florida. Make sure you sign up with our promo code RACESGPN. Underdog's going to double your first deposit up to $100. That's Underdog Fantasy promo code RACESGPN. Well, my next bets both cashed because I decided to give you a double up on Martin Truex Jr. I chose him to be a top five car at plus 110, which Martin Truex Jr. ended the day as a top three car. So I probably should have bumped that up a little bit to top three, but I was a little bit nervous. I don't know. He led 69 laps in this. Oh, Cody, you missed your opportunity. He led 69 laps in this.
Nice.
Yes, and he also ended up cashing the under 7.5 at plus 100. Finishing third, that of course is. Listen, you know, once his brother won this race, you knew that Martin Truex Jr. was going to be in it to win it because that dude was on rails all day long. He was surging to the front, then he'd fall back a little bit, then he'd surge back up to the front, right, and had that big long stretch where he led a lot of laps. I mean, I'm telling you right now, for Truex, it's frustrating, I'm sure, because I knew he wanted to win this race. Like this was the one that he was really after, but. What was it? A couple of pit cycles that didn't go well for him, and went better for Hamlin and Larson.
Well, yeah, and he got that damage at one point, which I don't even remember.
It was like when your shoes start talking because they've been used too much, right? His front end was kind of like opening up like a mouth. They had to close it. So yeah, that was part of the reason too.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, I mean he had looked fast earlier on. And then, yeah, I think there was one bad pit stop where he got out a little farther back. Then he gets the damage and just kind of didn't have the car after that. So it was, obviously I had him at his outright, which was unfortunate. But these were both great bets on him. Under 7.5, just absolutely fucking ridiculous that this was even available. So great call by you and the top five on top of it as well, doubling up. So, yeah, he smashed into Bowman, back of Bowman on a restart. That's what it was. So
Bowman backed up into him.
He's... Yeah. Bowman didn't get along with a lot of people today, apparently, Rod.
He did not.
Andrew got Truex top five insurance on Bet Rivers, won a bunch of money, and get my bet back on Martin. So that's awesome. Props to you for that one. All right, Rod, I had Ricky Stenhouse Jr., top 10, 6-1. He was actually running pretty good throughout the day. Was he going to be a top 10 car? Maybe not, but at 6-1, he was running inside the top 20, I think, with a shot at it. Obviously, then. Has the issue. Is it just a fire? That was the part of the race where I was listening, but I wasn't necessarily watching. So I don't remember exactly what happened there, but, or if he hit the wall first or what the deal was. But
so look, Ricky was actually running in the top 10 for a decent amount of the day. Like this was going to cash until he had his problem. And I think it really was that he just kind of got squirrely. Again, you know, all these people getting squirrely. But yeah, he got squirrely and ended his day. But yeah, this one could have cashed, Cody. This one had
plays. He was having a great day. Like I said, I mean, he was helping carry my DFS lineup for a while when it was big time in the green for a little bit there. I was checking. I'm like, all right, we're looking good. And that 6-1, I'm thinking, okay, this definitely has a shot. Like, you know, I don't know if it was going to cash, but he was definitely going to be in the ballpark. Gets taken out. So unfortunate there. Also, Chase Briscoe, top 10. Was he in this race? Unsure, Rod. Ends up 19th. He started 7th, so you felt good after that. But man, it just after that you didn't really get anything. JDK saying Stenhouse was getting back out on the track. That's what it was. Now, see, I promise I watch these races, despite what that one guy said, Rod. But hey, you know, it's been a long day.
You read the box scores, Cody. Shut up.
There was other things going on as well. So, but yes, now thank you for refreshing my memory, JDK. That's why we do this live. It's really for no other reason for you guys to remind us what happened. But but no, that's exactly what it was. He was getting back up, and he probably did come up a little early, I think. But yeah, then he got into Barry, and then that ended his day. So unfortunate, but definitely had life, and again, was a great bet. There's not a ton of opportunities to get in on Stenhouse top 10, but next year at Dover, we'll bet it again, Rod. So put that in your back pocket and bring it back out. Nashville maybe too when we get to another concrete race. So, but again, with Briscoe, yeah, I kind of regret this. Should have just taken Gregson top 10 here. Luckily, we hit a bigger bet on him later on that we'll talk about in a few. But, man, I was just trying to hope that ride that Briscoe momentum and just didn't really have it. Again, he started in the top 10, but I don't even remember seeing him throughout the day. He kind of fell back and wasn't to be heard from.
Well, no, I mean, look, at both Stenhouse and Briscoe were in the top 10 at certain points of this race, not just at the beginning where he started. Like, Briscoe was there for some of the stage one and then a little bit of stage two, but you're right. I mean, his day basically fell off after a couple of just crazy pits, and I mean, damn, it was a lot.
Stenhouse was top 10 in both stages, Rob.
Yeah, fucking that's what I'm saying. He was there.
He really was up there. Yeah. God, that makes it worse when you're right on a bet and it doesn't hit.
I mean, him and Allmendinger were fighting for that 10th spot, and then once he finally claimed it back, then Allmendinger kind of went by the wayside a couple of seconds back, and it was Stenhouse for the longest time. So, yeah, I mean, that was a really good bet. I was thinking that was going to cash for the longest time. Another one that I thought was going to cash for the longest time, Ryan Blaney, top 5. Ryan Blaney starts the race in second place. Ryan Blaney leads 47 laps of this race. Ryan Blaney finishes 7th. I was so ticked off. Like,
man, Ford.
Yeah, it fell back.
But Ford is well behind everyone else, Rob.
Yeah. No, Ryan Blaney ended
speaking
up.
Speaking of which, Joey Logano 16th. Oh, yeah. Austin Cindric beat him. Like, yeah. Again, try and predict which weeks Joey Logano's going to show up, Rod. Good luck.
Well, it's definitely not an even week, so I tell you what. Stephen Williams says my daughter had Blaney, too. Well, my daughter loves Ryan Blaney. In fact, when he was in the booth for the Xfinity race, she was like, shut up, Dad. I'm listening to Ryan Blaney. I was like, all right.
Stop talking. I'm listening to Ryan.
I'm sorry.
Weird. I said the same thing to my wife. That's great.
her phone cover on one end is me and Bubba Wallace, and then on the other one, it's me and Ryan Blaney when I was in Sonoma. I sent her a couple pictures, and so now she uses those as her phone cover. But no, look, Blaney was there. I mean, Blaney, for the most part, I think he had troubles that he got kicked up out of the groove and just sort of didn't have it after that. I mean, he managed to get a 7th place finish, which, you know, again, for Ryan Blaney, not bad, but he wasn't getting past Gregson because he was still so far behind Gregson. Definitely wasn't getting past any of the top 5 cars. I was hoping that Kyle Busch would remember he was Kyle Busch and punt himself back out there, and then that Noah Gregson would be like, wait, what am I doing up front? And then remember that, but neither one of those happened. Ryan Blaney finishes 7th, so I still would have placed this bet because I think you should have done it.
You got good value on this for a guy that comes within 2 spots being at more than 2-1 at plus 220. So I don't think it was a bad bet necessarily. Again, the Ford question mark's going to continue to be a thing. And don't overreact, right? Because they've won the championship the last 2 years after starting out slow too. So it's not like they can't do that. But as far as winning on a week-to-week basis, I mean, they've not won in any of the 3 series so far this season. We'll talk about that in the Xfinity race because they – maybe almost could have a couple of times, but that's how it goes. Rod had a couple of top 10 bets, both at minus, well, one Bowman was minus 110. Loved this bet. He was with the first guy I circled coming to this track. Alex Bowman is really good here. Man, it looked like maybe for a while he was going to have a shot to win. He was running second place. Then you get the deal on pit road where he kind of gets squished in there and falls back as he kind of led off of it and pulled out. So 8th place finish for Alex Bowman. Not a bad day. Easily cashes the top 10 at minus 110. And the Ty Gibbs, minus 120. He made a sweat, Rod. I think it was about the last 10 laps or so. I was watching that, watching the ticker. It was right. I was not interested. I mean, I was interested in the Larson Hamlin for the win, of course, but I didn't have a ticket on either of those guys. So I was more interested in that battle. And 3 laps down, Justin Haley and Zane Smith, who I had a head-to-head in. Luckily, I had Haley, and he did cash. But that battle was for 23rd and 24th. So anyways, but Ty Gibbs, top 10, does cash at the end for us, minus 120. And Bowman, minus 110 for the top 10. Hopefully you got in on the Bowman one early in the week, because I think by Wednesday or Thursday, he was like minus 180 or something most places. So very interesting. But yeah, both of these top 10s cash. So good day there. JDK saying Blaney, as at one point asked his crew chief, why are these guys going so fast? That was when he just got passed by Byron, Truex, and Reddick. Yeah, just no speed in the Fords. I mean, that continues to be pretty concerning if you're a Ford team or a Ford fan, because, I mean, I get that it's the Hendrick and Gibbs show mostly. But, yeah, definitely the Fords are well behind everyone else.
Yeah, Blaney was also getting passed by that guy on Office Space, the old man that was using the walker after everybody was like, da-na-da-na-na. Yeah, Blaney just didn't have it. It was tough. But, yeah, I mean, look, at both of those top tens, literally Gibbs just slid in there at the very end. And I was like, whoo, Cody, with at least the Gibbs call, because yeah, that was rough.
I was rooting real hard for Gibbs at the end there. I'm like, oh, come on, buddy, get this.
Well, once Stenhouse was out, I mean, it had to be somebody, right? So definitely with you on that one. All right, my next one, I said drivers to lead a lap. I called it over 7.5. 9 drivers led a lap in this, including Denny Hamlin, Martin Truex, Ryan Blaney, Kyle Larson, William Byron, Kyle Busch, Corey LaJoie led 33. Holy hell. Daniel Hemric, we can't even say his name on the show. Here we are talking about 5 laps for Danny. And then, of course, Bubba Wallace led 1 lap before having to be an adult and take an interview without cursing out everybody. Listen, say what you will. I know that Bubba is such a polarizing figure, but damn it, he's good for the sport. Like, I listen to that.
You got to love the stuff like that, too, where he's like, I should just be like, you know, say this, but I'm going to be a dad now. I got married. We'll keep it PC.
Yeah. Well, I was going to tell you that I'm damn pissed off at everybody and I want to kick everyone's ass, but I'll calm down and say, you know what? We got to find a way to be better. We're just going to go out next time and do it. So good on Bubba. But anyways, 9, which by the way is at least a 1.5 higher than that total. And it didn't even take total chaos for it to happen. There's only 5 cautions. Obviously, 2 of those breaks.
I mean, yeah, it was strategy, and there was just different kind of, like, through the DFS part of it, there was different dominators throughout the day. I mean, you didn't have one guy that led 200-plus laps. I don't know if you have the laps led in front of you, but I don't think anybody led even 200 laps.
No, Denny led the most at 136. Truex led 69. Blaney 47. Larson 39. Byron 36.
Yeah, there was 34. Never really a point in this race where you felt like there's no chance this guy loses. I mean, you know, when Truex got up there early and he was fast and looked good, but it wasn't like he's so much better than everyone that nobody's going to stop him. And then he gets out of the lead and then he didn't really have it after that. So, again, to the competitiveness of it. And yeah, maybe it's not just straight up passes on the track every single lap for the lead, but you're still getting good battles and it's working out this way. So worked out great for your bet, Rod. Speaking of great bets, Noah Gregson, 25-1, top finishing Ford. We didn't have to have the outright to win this race, Rod, because we hit a 25-1 on Ford. Last week, it was a 66-1 fastest lap. Sure, Max Verstappen wins in F1. How do you bet on a sport where only Max Verstappen wins by 3 years every race? Doesn't matter, Rod, 66-1. This week, it's Noah Gregson, 25-1, top finishing Ford. You have to keep attacking this market, right? It's tell me who's going to be good for Ford, Rod. I went through the list. Is Ryan Blaney going to be good? Yeah, he's probably going to be decent, but you can't always trust him. He was decent, but he finished 7th place. Noah Gregson finishes 6th. What's Joey Logano going to do? Flip a fucking coin because it could be first, it could be last. He finished worse than Austin Cindric, Daniel Hemric. I mean, Allmendinger, Barry. I don't know. As far as Keselowski goes, I thought he was going to be good, but he ends up having an issue. Was Chris Buescher in this race? I never saw him. Outside of that, like, it's really kind of just a toss-up in the Ford camp. So you find somebody that's got momentum, somebody that's been getting results. You can't look at what he did last year, Rod, because he was, 35th last season in the legacy car? It doesn't matter. It's a different Noah Gragson this year. We continue to see it. If they continue to be disrespectful, we're going to continue to bet on him. 25-1 top Ford. He shouldn't be that long anymore because he's proven at this point he's going to be one of the better. I mean, as bad as Ford is and as much as they've sucked, Noah Gragson and Drew Blickensderfer have made quite a bit of good out of it, and they've done really well. So, this is that part of it where the eye test is more than the numbers. And yeah, he didn't run great last season and it was bad. And maybe he jumped up too fast. Well, you put him in a different situation in what appears to be, despite Ford still stinking, appears to be a better SHR situation in general. And he comes out, runs well again, and was running good up there all day. This wasn't even a fluky one. I mean, this wasn't pit strategy or whatever. Like, Gragson was running up there throughout the day, put himself in position at the end. I was sweating that one out too. I mean, he was in front of Blaney, but I was watching that. I'm like, they're not showing this battle. I really hope that Blaney's not catching him and takes it at the end. So, Noah Gragson, top Ford, 25-1. Obviously going to be the highlight of the weekend, being a big number, but that helps cover up some of the losses on top of what was a pretty good day.
Yeah, and what was impressive is that he actually did kind of mire himself in the muck in the middle part of that race. I mean, he didn't finish either stage inside of the top 10, so he had to bounce back a couple of times and recover from...
He got caught on the wrong end of one of the strategy. I think it was when Hemric stayed out. He was caught a lap down under that, had to take the wave around, so that kind of put him a little behind the eight ball, and then he still... worked his way back up there and ends up with a strong finish. So, love to see it.
You do love to see it, especially at 25-1. Absolutely fantastic. You know,
and JDK had his top 10 at 3-1. I know quite a few people in the Discord, I think, had that too. So it was good to see. It was a great call. And somebody brought that up on the show when we were recording. I said it was a good bet, but I decided to go with Briscoe instead. Obviously, maybe regret that part of it, but luckily he hit this one for us.
Brisk, no. There are very few times where I will tell you to not watch one of our episodes on YouTube, but if you don't want to watch this one on YouTube, I do not blame you. I am certainly not 100%. I'm sneezing. I'm blowing my nose. It's a pretty terrible sight, but hey, listen, if you're into that kind of stuff, it takes all comers, right? So, yes. Listen or watch if you want. All right.
Yeah, and JDK mentioned it too. That was his plus 300 he got post-qualifying, which... Gregson impressive in qualifying again. He ended up starting what, fifth place. Yep. So, I mean, they've been showing up and been being good.
Yep, they sure have. You know what has been showing up and being good is my winning car number, but this time it let me down. Denny Hamlin decides to break my heart. I did not get a winning car number 0 through 9. I had this at plus 135. I mean, look, at certain points of the day, it looked like it was doing okay. Kyle Larson finished second, right? He wasn't going to run it. Denny down at all. So.
Another week where you can't bet Kyle Larson at plus. Like, if you're upset that we don't pick Kyle Larson to win, plus 400, plus 450 again, Rod. I know he was there. He had a chance, but another week where he's the massive favorite and doesn't win the race.
Yep. And Kyle Busch starts on the pole and he fades back. Chase Elliott finishes in fifth. I had three shots at this inside of the top five. Not one of them could best Denny Hamlin, so unfortunately, did not cash this bet. So, oh well, I'll come back at it again and do it. JDK saying, get some Flonase, Rod. Listen, I have Flonase, I have Allegra, but this California pollen out here, I'm telling you right now, it is stronger.
California pollen. I don't want to hear about California pollen, Rod. I live in the Midwest. It's like 7,000 mile an hour winds outside every day. We get pollen from all 50 states every day that crosses through here, even Hawaii. That's how strong the wind is. So we have plenty of allergies here. Don't worry.
I love it. All right. And then for outrights, Cody, who do we have?
Yeah, outrights, Rod had Martin Truex 7-1. Obviously felt pretty good about this. I mean, he was very fast at the beginning of the race. Doesn't go the way. Maybe if he doesn't get the damage, it's a different story. Who knows? Maybe if his pit crew gets him out like Denny's did, he's able to hold on to the lead. But at 7-1, I think it was still a good bet. Chase Elliott, 14-1. He starts 29th, I know, but he showed up at the end of the day, fifth place, and really, like, from the drop of the green flag, he started making his way forward, and he looked fast. Was he ever going to win the race? I don't know that he was ever put himself in that position. Fifth was about the highest I think he got at any point. He looked strong, 14-1, you'll take it. Keselowski at 20-1. Do we really get to see it? I don't know. He had issues early and then kind of lost, on that hit in the wall deal. So is what it is. I also had tossed out Tyler Reddick in the Discord at 24. He got to 24-1, Rod. He was running top five for a while in this race. Started fourth place. A good reason to be over in the Discord. You're going to get extra things like that. That's one of those things where the number just got too big on too good of a driver. You couldn't leave that sitting out there. So I tossed that one out there and tossed it in the document here to make sure we talked about it. But a good reason to be over in the Discord, because you will get extra plays and bets. And if we want to change things, you know, or add things later on in the week.
Indeed. I have this guy named Ross Chastain. I'm pretty sure he was out there. Like, he started 22nd. He ended up finishing 12th. And he was never in contention for the win, never in contention for anything other than a top 15.
Well, I don't know if he was even in contention for a top 10, Rob. No, it was rough.
No, it was pretty bad. There was no, at no point did it look like Ross Chastain had a strong enough car to be out on the track, let alone win this race. So that was just a, you know, Hail Mary by me, because you'd already picked Truex, and that was the guy I was going to go with anyways. And I think we just both decided that Denny Hamlin was probably not a good bet to win. However, look at us. We probably, it should have picked him to win, because he did. So hindsight's 20/20 on that one. So yeah, that was it. Ross Chastain did not win. But listen, I've been anxious to get to this day, because Saturday was a much better day and a much better race in for our cards. Even though you had a 25-1 on Saturday, we had a whole lot of bets, a whole mess of bets on Saturday. So it was, of course, the BetRivers 200, which, by the way, shout out again to BetRivers for getting this one, and BetMGM for getting the next one here in the next few weeks. Ryan Truex, back-to-back. Cody, we both shied away from picking him. We both said, should we pick Ryan Truex?
Well, I had a bet on him, but yeah. As far as outright, I think you said, you're not giving it out officially, but you definitely consider it. I said it was between him and Chandler Smith. We'll have that conversation, because Chandler Smith did not look good at all, which was uncharacteristic. But yeah, this race had everything, Rod. From the drop of the green flag, they were racing the rain. They knew it was coming. We didn't even know if we would get to halfway to make it an official race. We get there, and then it was just a big question of, like, it could be here any minute. Then, Rod, 33 laps to go. It's raining. Cole Custer's in the lead. This race is over, right? They made it. They're celebrating. But NASCAR's like, yeah, we'll open up the pits. You know, stay out if you want to. Don't stay out if you don't want to. But we're still going to keep cars rolling on the track. Custer stays out. Other guys go. Well, he didn't mean to stay out. He accidentally stayed out because they weren't clear on the call. He stays out. Well, then it's like, okay. Well, then they park him on pit road after that. I thought our friend Derek Yoder, he summed it up perfectly. Somebody said they fell asleep or something, which unfortunate for them. But I've got his tweet here. This was his summary of the last 33 laps. Rain, Custer leading, red flag. NASCAR says, let's go racing again. Custer pits from the lead. Allgaier and Hill make contact, caution. Allgaier pits from third. Hill and Creed trade spots. Creed gets into the wall. Quaffle to the lead. Hill spins, green, white, checkered. Truex passes Quaffle for the win with two to go, which is a pretty good summary of how the last 33 laps went. Just, man, it was all insane how it all went down. Like we mentioned kind of at the top of the show, every single one of these bets, we hit quite a few of these actually, but every single one was cashing at some point or another throughout this 33 laps in all these different scenarios. I mean, probably, what, 8 different winners throughout a different parts of this race at the very end. I mean, you had Custer, obviously. Then Allgaier looked like maybe he was going to win. Then it was Austin Hills to win. Sheldon Creed could have won it. Carson Quaffle could have won it. I'm trying to think of who else even was up there. Like, there was a lot of different people had a chance to win this race within those last 33 laps of this race. So it was all spectacular, Rod. But we'll start it off. I had Ryan Truex, top five, minus 105. He obviously wins the race. He was not up there the entire day. I mean, he was top 10 throughout the day. Where did he finish in the stages? He was ninth in stage one, 10th in stage two. So barely top 10. JDK saying the only thing I missed was Herbst throwing away a top five, by the way, which we'll talk about Herbst in a few. But again, another reason to be in the Discord, I had dropped that they had gave that, what was it? 200-1 for a top five or something, a mistake. They never corrected that, Rod. So had Herbst held on, JDK was going to get paid for that. So good reason to be in the Discord because we tossed that out being over there. It didn't last very long because they realized their mistake, but they didn't pull it back. They learned their lesson from last time. So, boy, that would have been a big cash for him, which was unfortunate. But the Ryan Truex bet, look, at even money for the guy who had won previously was going to be in a fast JGR car. Was JGR fast throughout the entire day? Not necessarily. Were there three of them in the top three at the end of this race? Yes, for a minute. And three ends up in the top seven. So pretty good finish there. But yeah, Ryan Truex, top five does cash.
Yeah, well, my next bet was cashing. My next bet was cashing almost all damn day. My next bet probably will cash for the next 12 races in a row, but it did not cash this time. It was Austin Hill over Sam Mayer. Can I just, I don't even want to break down this bet because it's stupid. It's stupid that it didn't cash, right? Sam Mayer starts 20th in this race. Sam Mayer, 10th place at the end of stage one. That's fine, but Austin Hill was actually 6th in that one, which is even better, right? Sam Mayer, not even in the top 10 at the end of stage two. Austin Hill was 2nd. Austin Hill led 17 laps in this race. Austin Hill spins on turn two on lap 202. Austin Hill falls out of the top, whatever he was running in. I'm so pissed off, I don't even care anymore what he was running in. He was in the top five, I think, still.
He looked like he was going to win the race at one point in one of those, because we had multiple big wrecks and cautions and reset the fields. And like he had run away with it after one of the restarts. And then, yeah, that last restart, I think, I don't even remember, whichever. I can't even, there was so much craziness, I can't keep it all straight. So, yeah, you should have cashed this bet, Rod. And I was kicking myself so hard for not betting Austin Hill top five. I'm like, he's going to fucking win this weekend. The one time I don't fucking bring him up, I got saved and bailed out from that, Rod, so we don't have to have that conversation this week. But, yeah, you should have hit this bet. So, speaking of bets that should have hit, Riley Herbst top five. I mean, this should have hit again. The 20-1 that JDK got. Hopefully, somebody else had got. Obviously, it doesn't matter now. But hopefully, you got it if you had the chance. But plus 250 was the number, official number, that was on Herb's top five. He was up there throughout the evening, and maybe even had a chance to win this race. I don't know, but again, just one of these guys that can't seem to catch a fucking break. I don't even remember what happened. He just got shipped in one of these late restarts and completely destroyed. So that's how it goes, unfortunately. Also, had Ryan Sieg top five at 9-1, Rod.
That's heartbreaking.
Speaking of Ford's having fire problems, I mean, this car was engulfed in flames. One of the bigger fires we've seen. Man, it was rough, and that was real early in the race. So, and actually, he was running like fucking 8th when that happened too. I mean, he was fast early. So you felt like this was going to have a chance. Obviously goes up in smoke. Where did Kyle? Oh, Kyle ended up falling back on one of those.
27th.
Okay. Because Kyle Sieg was like 3rd on one of the late. Maybe he had stayed out at that point.
He'd stayed out because he led a lap in that one.
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah. Ryan, and who knows, obviously the case at the end, but Ryan was going to have a top 10 car, I think, that throughout the day. So again, Xfinity is going to be off this week at Kansas, but going to be a guy I'm going to continue to target on these intermediate tracks at big numbers like this, because they're clearly showing speed. Now, there was issues because he had an issue, and DiBenedetto also had an issue.
Oh,
I think.
Yeah, DiBenedetto definitely.
Yeah, a similar, or yeah, something happened hit with his. So something with the Sieg cars this week, but yeah, I would take this one again. And Herbst, man, might just be snake bitten at this point.
Yeah, shout out to Sieg for like got full on barbecue in his car, and also shout out to him for saying he felt like Ricky Bobby.
Dropping Ricky Bobby that quickly after the race in your first interview—that's great. And he gets out, and he's just like waving the flames away.
I was waiting for him to strip down to his underwear and run around and be like, "I'm on fire! I'm on fire!" I was waiting for that.
Yeah, but he got out of that car real fucking fast.
He almost got slammed into by that car when he got out.
That's always scary. Reminiscent of that Jordan Anderson truck a few years ago at Talladega, where he jumped, he almost got smashed in between the wall. But yeah, just it's crazy when these cars catch on fire like that and they're not able to release the fire pressure system inside the cockpit or whatever the deal was. But again, luckily he got out of there quickly, seems to be okay. So that's good news.
Yep. Very good news. All right. Cody, are we done besmirching the name of AJ Allmendinger? God, how many times do I have to beat people over the head with AJ Allmendinger? Look,
didn't he finish good in the cup race? I mean,
yes,
for being in college equipment. I mean, yeah, he had a good weekend.
AJ Allmendinger, sixth place finish, which I didn't have him any other where. I just had him better than Sammy Smith. Sammy Smith, 192 laps into this race, crashes out, finishes 33rd. I told you I did not wake up and choose to bet against Junior Motorsports, but kind of had to at that point. And for this, Sammy Smith not having a fantastic season this year. It's just not been good for Sammy Smith. AJ Allmendinger quietly chugging along, making good finishes, logging laps, being able to be there when he needs to be. In fact, you know, AJ Allmendinger, he was pretty much in contention for a top five all race long. He was in the top 10 for a better part of this race. Strategy took him out of the top 10 on the end of stage two, but he was right there in the top 10 at the end of stage one, and now still better than Sammy Smith. Like, at no point was Sammy Smith better than AJ Allmendinger in this race. So hit the panic button if you're a Sammy Smith fan. I'm telling you right now, you are not seeing the best of Sammy Smith. And
are there Sammy Smith fans, Rod?
There's one. His mom's got to be out there somewhere. Sammy Smith, if your mom is out there, I can't have a beer with you because you are not old enough. But I would like for you and I to share a Yoo-hoo and discuss great things. But yeah, I mean, your season's hurting and you know it. So let's talk about that.
Yes, this was a good call by you, Rod. Again, still hard to trust those colleague cars.
Not
but
for me.
Showed up,
not
showed up
for
and
me.
Looked good. And they both looked good on Sunday, which was uncharacteristic, but that's how it goes sometimes. top Chevrolet, Jesse Love at 10-1. This one looked pretty good for a while. There was a point in this race where he kind of short pitted, I think it was, and flipped it, so he was going to be up front for a little while. He finished third in stage two, so was running really well. And then I think he was in the mix at the end of one of those restarts at the end.
He was, yeah.
And doesn't get it done. So unfortunate, but I felt like at 10-1, you got good value. Again, he's a guy that continues to show up, continues to be fast. We're going to keep doing it. And then Rod, Sam Mayer at 4-1. Yeah, maybe he wasn't up there throughout the day, like you mentioned. But if it wasn't for Carson Quapel and those meddling kids, damn it. Carson Quapel ends up taking top Chevy from us, which his number had to be probably pretty fucking good, especially when you tell us the next bet you had. Man, I really thought Carson Quapel was going to win this race, Rod. He was this close. He was really so close. So shout out to that fucking kid, because we've mentioned this before. He's going to be good. He's going to see Travis back at the track. Been a while since we've seen him. But he's going to be a kid that we're going to be paying attention to. So I don't know how big that Pilot Flying J check is that Sammy Smith brings, but I'd watch out for that 8-car ride, because if Quapel can bring some money, he deserves a ride with them next year. So another great run by him, but he does take the top Chevy honors. But again, much like the top Ford, I mean, actually, Quapel being the top Chevy makes the point of why it's not just Justin Allgaier at -120 every week for top Chevy, because Justin Allgaier, again, can't catch a fucking break. We know this. It happens to him yet again, even though he ran fast, even though he looked good, doesn't get a good finish. Quapel takes it at a huge, massive number, had to have been. But Mayer and Love were both in the mix for this at their numbers as well. So much like top Ford in the cup, it didn't hit this week, but it's one we're going to probably continue to target in the Xfinity, because it's not a very, there's a lot of variance week to week on who the top Chevy is. So that makes for good value bets. And that's why it worked in the cup series.
And that's why it would have worked for you if we would have bet Quapel in the Xfinity series, because this was the biggest bet of the season, biggest bet of the card of the week. Top five for Carson Quapel, 5-1. I mean, for me, I just basically said, this guy's got to get it done. And when he was running that well in the ARCA, I mean, God damn, if it wasn't for that, whatever problem that happened that sent him all the way back, it just, that was so tough for him. But he was in contention to win that one too. Like, he was in the mix to be one of the top runners in that race until he ended up having to bow out of it. But look, this guy, not just the fact that he finished top five, all right, look, that's impressive. Not the fact that he could have won this race and that he actually led 14 laps and that he was the runner-up in this race, But the kid started 26 on the grid at Dover, where you can't pass. You can't pass in any of these cars. Dover, you can't pass ever, right? No, Quapple passed 24 cars, 25 at some points to get to the lead, and finished runner-up to Ryan Truex in that one. And look, like Cody said, if it weren't for the madness of one of the last restarts, I think he may have been able to hang on for this win. He is somebody that, if his number continues to stay anywhere near this, anytime he starts, we're putting a bet in on him. We are putting a pick in on him because top five at 5-1.
Yeah, you'd have to think they don't do this again, but you probably would have thought that after he did it at Bristol. So, yeah, this is a great call by you. Man, again, I really, really thought he was going to win this race. So good call by you to cash the top five here, Rod. I had Mr. Tay-Tay Gray to win Group B. He actually looked pretty decent throughout the day, was running fast, got absolutely fucking destroyed in one of those big wrecks. So that was unfortunate. He was matched up with Brandon Jones, who did Brandon Jones things and also got destroyed, which is kind of what you expected. Sheldon Creed, who again choked away a win. He finished fourth, so it obviously ends up pretty good. And Quapple, who obviously probably would have hurt Taylor Gray in this one. But, yeah, I don't know. I feel like there's enough variance in this group. I probably would have still take Taylor Gray again, but I don't know. Undecided on the result of this bet and what exactly happened.
I mean, look, I knew the shifties were going to be happy in this one, but I told you that Quapple was going to be, and I say maybe you Taylor, did. Maybe you Taylor did. Finishes fourth.
But also, that was part of my, you know, I was like, well, if you have Quapple top five and that hits, it's not going to matter as much if you don't hit this one. Also, if you have Creed 25-1 and that hits, which it almost fucking hit, we'll talk about that in a minute. So there was some other ways to get around this, but yeah, I don't know.
I'd like to gloss right over my next one because it did not turn out well for us. Jesse Love, top three, good, 5.5-1.
He was top three in stage two.
He was. Look at this. We knew the run had to end at some point. I just did not think it was going to be this point. He was looking so good for so long, but the monster got the best of him. This was the one track that he really did start to struggle on, and you could tell that his rookie miss was coming through.
He looked good. I mean, he led, how many laps did he lead? He led like 40 some laps, didn't he?
Jesse Love led 21 laps.
Okay, that's 20, 40, same difference.
well, it's 40 it on a close, short track. Yeah. Yeah, sure.
Well, it's half the distance of the Cup race. So if it was equivalent to the Cup race, 400 miles would have been 40.
Sure.
So really, it maths out somewhere in there. But anyways, he was up front for 21 laps and looked good at that point in time. I don't know.
He did, though, and that's the frustrating part.
And,
he looked good.
To the fact of the chaos at the end of this, a top three bet doesn't look so bad because, we had some Kyle Weatherman finish eighth place in this race, Rod.
Dude, the top 10 at one point in this race was like, are you kidding
me? Well, yeah. I mean, that was when people stayed out. But,
well, sure, but still, if the weather would have stopped.
If the rain had held in, yeah. I mean, and it could have – it was raining throughout those 33 laps. I mean – when Sheldon Creed took the lead, Rod, and they cut to a camera and it was just covered in water, I go, it's raining, throw the yellow flag, end this race, just call it. Oh, it was sad. He didn't win, of course. And there I go typing in the doc again. I always have the doc pulled up on my phone. A little behind the scenes for you. I'm looking at my phone, is where the doc is, and I accidentally hit the microphone button, and then I was yelling, and it was typing out everything in the doc that I was saying.
It's a beautiful thing because I get to watch it as it happens because I have it on my laptop.
Yeah,
I have it on
Rod's
my laptop right here, right?
Thing.
And so I watch it as it types out what he's saying on the doc. I love it.
Anyways, winning manufacturer, Toyota, Rod, plus 185. Never in doubt. Toyota's dominated the entire day, just like I said they would. Led every single – okay, maybe not. They weren't the best cars throughout the day. Maybe we backed into this one, but it still cashes. We'll take it, plus 185. I was, in general, disappointed with the Toyotas this weekend. Chandler Smith, nowhere to be fucking found. That was an atrocious run by him this weekend. Very interested as to why he was not in contention throughout the entire day. Never even had a chance at anything, which was unfortunate. Truex looked good throughout the day, right? He was kind of hanging there, but was he going to win? I mean, I didn't think so. Obviously, he does at the end of the day, and that's what matters. Creed maybe had his chances too, of course. But yeah, I don't know. I'd say we got pretty lucky with this one. But hey, sometimes you'll take luck. you get unlucky in other ones. So we'll take the luck here. Winning manufacturer plus 185 for a team that has fast cars every single week, or a manufacturer. I mean, basically it's a team, right? But a manufacturer that has fast cars every single week to get them at plus 185 when you had the Chevys at lesser number, not as many Fords out there, just like the Toyotas. So cash, we'll take it. And I'll probably bet it again in 2 weeks when we go back to Darlington.
Well, they say better lucky than good. And I think in this case, it was. This is not luck. Look, this is Saturday started out really good as far as like the winning number bets. And I had winning car number as even at plus 115. I will tell you, obviously, it didn't matter whether Truex hit it or not. Like, Truex, to his credit, man, he literally hung around and did just enough to get there to the front and win this race. So, I mean, that was great. That's fantastic. But if he hadn't, the 88 was still going to win. Oh, guess what? That's even. Sam Mayer, I think he would have forgotten that he was actually racing at that point and, like, lost. But Sheldon Creed was an even number. Cole Custer was an even number. AJ Allmendinger was an even number. I had four chances in the top six to actually five chances
five.
In the top six.
Yeah, or no, yeah, yeah, five.
Yeah, five chances in the top six to cash this bet. So I'll tell you what, I had this thing nailed.
Yeah, I mean, and Custer was leading, obviously, when the rain comes out, so that would have cashed it. Yeah, this was a good bet, Rod. So, again, you know what to do with the numbers. You missed it in the Cup Series. It happens every once in a while, but you got it here, so props to you. Outrights, Rod, Chandler Smith, plus 375. Again, atrocious throughout the day. Never in contention. Extremely disappointed. Don't worry, I'll still be betting on him later this season. Riley Herbst at 18-1. Okay, I mean, he was there. He had a shot, right? And then he gets fucked up. That's kind of how it goes. Sheldon Creed at 25-1, Rod. You had to place this bet knowing it wasn't going to cash. But the fact that it was close enough. I mean, really, and I said that on the show, right? Like, you don't love betting on Sheldon Creed. And I saw the picture of, I don't know if you remember, as I think this was prior to us having the show on Xfinity. It was 3 or 4 years ago. If you remember, Daniel Hemric in that 18 car for JGR, fast as fuck every single week, Rod. I bet if you go back and look, I bet he finished second place 12 times that season. I mean, he was just fast every week. You'd think he's going to win, and he finishes second. He's fast, and he finishes second. And then he goes on to win the championship by, you know, 3 inches as he beats Austin sitting to the line. Crazy. But like, I saw a picture after the fact and it was his car and it was Sheldon Creed's car. And it said, show me the difference in this, in this picture. And there's not a difference because fucking Sheldon Creed can't. But 25-1, look, Rod, you're betting on the fact that he's in a fast car, that he's been close to winning before. We've seen him and he's different than Hemric in the fact that he dominated in the trucks. He won in the trucks all the time, champion. And I think maybe he didn't win a championship in the trucks. I'll have to go back and look. I don't think he did. But won all the time in the truck series. So it's not, I mean, Hemric literally has one career win in Xfinity in that championship race. Otherwise, he's never done anything. But Creed's done it, and we saw it, and maybe it was just a bad break. But again, like, he was there. 25-1. It's the reason you place it as a number. You know he could be there, and he was there. That's all we were asking for. If rain comes a little bit harder while he's leading one of those times, you get it. He had multiple chances. So I'll take it. You place this bet knowing that could be the outcome. That's what the outcome ended up being. Clickerman at 50-1, Rod. I don't remember where it was, but at one point near the end, he stayed out, I think. I think it was him and Allgaier had run long on fuel. And you think, okay, maybe we get this restart. They go. If he can just grab the lead and then it rains, it had a shot. It had life. That's all I was asking for, 50-1. So, again, I don't really regret any, especially now, you know, if you go back and you tell me, in the last 33 laps, there's going to be 8 different cars that have a chance to win this race. I don't regret. Well, maybe Chandler Smith is what I regret. But outside of that, I don't regret any of these other bets because all these guys had their shots. The Sheldon Creed one was probably the best bet of the outrights. I mean, he was there with a legit chance in a fast car, had his opportunities. Obviously, it withered away like it usually does with him. But if he's ever at numbers this big, I think we're going to have to keep betting on him because you have to. You have to think he's going to get it done eventually. I don't know.
But do you, though?
Hemric did, so that gives me hope, Rod. maybe we just need to place those Sheldon Creed championship tickets. I don't know.
You know.
And JDK, too, saying Parker Kligerman found speed just a little late. He did kind of show up with some speed near the end of the race. So, but
truth be told, if Sheldon Creed actually does drink beer, man, that's a dude I would love to have a beer with. Why?
Doesn't he look like a guy that he could like just smash beers? Like he looks like the type of guy that like just like opens up a beer and goes like this and it's gone in like 2 seconds.
He looks like one of those guys that I used to bunk with. Well, not bunk with, but like live in the barracks with in the army. That like,
well, he looks like every recent graduate of boot camp in the military with those glasses.
And that's what I'm saying. Like, I would knock on his door, and that dude would just be like, "What's up, man?" And I'm like,
"Down with the beers." And you're like,
"Whoa,
nope.
Hey, how's it going, man?" And then you know we'd be drinking by the end of it. So, Sheldon, look, I'm gonna be in Sonoma in about a month. Let's. I know you can't drink while you drive, but I don't know. You know, maybe
that's what he needs. Right? Oh, okay. No, don't drink and drive, kids.
Please don't. Ever. We don't condone it. 1-star rating. Ron and Cody talk about drinking and driving. No, we say don't. All right. My one dart, because we had pretty much extinguished all of them by that point, was AJ Allmendinger, 15-1. He wasn't ever going to win this race. But, you know, finishing sixth at 15-1, that's still not a bad thing. I still feel like if maybe a couple of more crazy things had happened, AJ Allmendinger could have put himself up there, but I mean, this was hopeful thinking on my part. I'm just glad that he got the over Sammy Smith bet for me. So, you know, like I said, we talked about Truex. I was like, look, if I got to take a chance on Truex, I'll take a chance on Truex. But you know, Dinger was my pick at 15-1 because you know Truex was such a favorite that I don't know, I feared it. I think I feared it too much. So yeah, Dinger didn't cash the outright.
And really though, I mean like. Truex was what, 650, I think, or so.
Yeah, he wasn't that much.
But like, was he a great bet? I mean, he
now,
cashed,
yeah.
So in retrospect, yes. But I mean, he wasn't like he was up there throughout the day. And again, if you tell me in the last 33 laps we're gonna have all this craziness happen, AJ Allmendinger 15-1, and that's probably something I would get on. So, JDK with the public service announcement: don't forget, kids, don't drink and drive, and don't bet on Haley Deegan.
Hey, I didn't bet on Haley Deegan, JDK. I just said maybe just, in a DraftKings lineup.
You told people to put her in your DraftKings lineup. It was horrible advice. Then you turn around and put Jimmy Johnson in. Rod, this morning, like I don't, and I don't like to give these bets out publicly. So I did tell a few people to take this bet, but I on my backdoor local this morning, I got Noah Gragson versus Jimmy Johnson. He was minus 180, Rod. Oof. I cannot tell you how much money I put on Noah Gragson at minus 180 this morning.
But good,
and I
though.
Was just praying to God that he wouldn't. I mean, the only way that was not going to cash was if Gragson ended up in a wreck. Like,
no.
And Johnson was, what, 4 or 5 laps down in 20.
But I wasn't saying he was going to finish in 10th. Jesus Christ, I said he would probably have a good top 20.
But no, and actually, like, looking at it, so, I mean, he finished 28th after starting 27th, but... Not Kaz Grala, by the way, 29th. We talked about him.
We did.
I think
talk
you brought
about
him up.
Yeah.
But
he started dead last, didn't Kaz Grala, right?
Yeah, I believe he did. Yeah. So,
they're not all terrible.
Yeah, Jimmy Johnson was 28th. I mean, God, it sounds he's the greatest driver of all time. 28th was a great day.
Look at Jimmy, please. From one 48-year-old to another. Like,
no, at least we still get to see him out there.
Right? Yeah, but do we though? I mean, the only time we get to see him is when the leaders pass him.
Well, the leaders pass him a lot, so you get to see him quite a bit. By the way,
ouch.
Too, we didn't bring it up, but Corey Heim, 25th place for his first career start. I mean, in the Cup Series and it being at Dover, which is literally nicknamed the Monster Mile, like a great day for him, and he was running really well. Had that one issue on pit road early in the race, right, with Tyler Reddick there. But shout out to him for a great day. I'm sure we'll talk about him this next week with the Kansas race, truck race. But, man, yeah, a great run by him. So, and get used to it. I think it was great to see Eric at the track, too, by the way. It was nice that the TV interviewed him there on the box for the 43 car. But I have a feeling that we won't see Eric for a while. So we'll probably get used to Corey in that 43 for a bit.
Hey, that'll might be fun.
Might be a top 10 bet here or there on him, depending on the odds.
I don't know if I'm going to go with you on top 10. Maybe you're on that island alone. You want to bet Jimmy Johnson's top 10? We'll see. We'll get a cut bet going.
Corey Heim actually has a chance. Johnson. Hey, Jimmy Johnson back next week in Kansas, though, Rod.
Yes, so he is.
A chance to play him in your DFS lineup.
Hail to the no. But anyways, I will have fun at least.
Now that this has gone off the rails.
Well, shit. What are we at now? Almost midnight? We're past midnight on Eastern time. So
yeah.
Anyway, all right. Well, that was Dover, ladies and gentlemen. Hopefully, you guys cashed some bets because we once again have given you a few winners, a couple more, a nice little 25-1 to kind of keep you nice and tidy. Nice. You made up for every other bet that I didn't cash you, but that's all right. That's all right. You'll still go home a winner.
We don't just give out 25-1s for no reason, Rod. No, there's a reason to do it. They hit often enough that makes it worth it.
Indeed. All right. We'll be back again on Tuesday. For the Kansas edition of this, are you going to Kansas this time or no? This is the one you can't go to.
Right? Nope, not going to make it to the spring race. I'm hoping to go in the fall.
Yeah,
definitely have that date circled on the calendar, but have some youth sports coaching to do. So that takes precedence, of course.
Hell
so
yeah,
won't be at Kansas this weekend, which is unfortunate. But yeah, I do plan to be there in the fall, so hopefully that will all work out.
Cody training the next generation of athletes to be winners just like he is. So, all right, again, we'll be back on Tuesday with some Cup Kansas additions, and then throughout the week, of course, there are no Xfinity, so we'll do trucks, but we'll do the same thing that we did last time. We'll do trucks and its own special DFS and underdog episode, and then, of course, the Cup episode later.
F1, too. F1 is in Miami this weekend, so we'll have an episode of the F1 Gambling Podcast. Maybe we'll be able to work that in tomorrow, too, depending on if odds are more readily available. So stay tuned. But, again, good reason to subscribe to the YouTube, because then you'll get all that stuff right there in your feed. So, yeah.
Yep, and expect to hear a copious amount of Will Smith tomorrow when we talk about that, if we're talking about Miami. Because bienvenido a Miami. Yeah, so, all right. Let's go, Cody, because I'm already getting a lot of...
Let's get out of here so you can go deal with your California allergies, Rod. Follow me over on the X, at Husker_Z. You can find all my stuff over there. Ton of stuff coming out. AFL, Arena Football League, Rod. We both working for doing, producing content over there. Make sure you check out the AFL Gambling, or not Gamble. Oh, I wish we could gamble on it. Not yet, but check out the AFL podcast with Rod. And then, I've had a bunch of articles over there for them as well at Arena Football, which has been a lot of fun. It was so much fun watching this weekend. Going to an Iowa Rampage game in a couple weeks. I'm excited for that. Check out Twitter, X, whatever the kids call it these days. At Husker_Z, you'll find all that stuff. And, be back later this week with some more picks and try and repeat that 66-1, 25-1, no big deal.
Indeed. Follow me on Twitter at RJ Villagomez. Link in the bio. Everything I got going on, whether it's here, whether it's Sportsbook Review. I got a Miami Grand Prix article coming out for them. And then, of course, an episode, I'm sure. check out the Arena Football League podcast. I got to tell you, this week is going to be one of the more heaviest weeks that we're ever going to have.
I'm excited.
I've got the Oregon Black Bears head coach coming up, or not even the head coach, the owner coming up. We're going to talk about a bunch of stuff coming up. And a special episode on Thursday as well. Whew, so much to cram in. But make sure you're checking that out as well. But come back tomorrow. We're going to have some stuff for you. Come back Tuesday. We're going to have even more for you. Till then, ladies and gentlemen, let's go racing. Please, don't bet on Haley Deegan. I can't even say her name. But let it ride.